Peter, minutes after the match, you must be gutted.
Yeah, bitterly disappointed. It was a very tight game. But Cajun, I think the first goal was going to be critical. And unfortunately for us, we conceded a very sloppy sort of first goal and took a deflection and everything. But like as I say, but after that, I thought showing the character of the players, they really rallied, put it up to St. Pat's, and another break of the ball, we could have got an equaliser. A couple of chances, we didn't take them, but that's the nature of the beast, unfortunately. But as I say, immensely proud of the players, and I can't fault their effort.
You had Stephen Dooley and you had Ray McBride booked very early on. Do you think that the cards weighed heavy on the two players?
Well, more so probably Ryan, than the fact that he's a defender and he can't afford to make any other mishap as such. And then he made a challenge right at the halfway line in the second half too, and he's walking a tightrope then, but unfortunately even then Ryan had to come off with an injury, but no, it doesn't help so early in the game.
They'd had good chances, and if Fagan could have had a hat-trick in a 10-minute spell to end the first half, but ultimately it's two gifts that have given them a cup.
Yeah, well, again, the chances you talk about, the Fagan, I wouldn't say they were great chances. They were chances, but we had a few half chances ourselves first half. But yeah, as you say, the goals we conceded at the end, particularly the first one, it was a critical stage. I actually thought we were getting more into the game, and they took it, which disappointed. I took a deflection as well, done. But as I say again, the character of the players was immense in terms of they really rallied after it and put it up with some pads. But unfortunately, we just couldn't get that equaliser.